This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar deployed armored vehicles in major cities and cut internet access on Monday after protests over this month's coup and the detention of leader Aung San Suu Kyi drew hundreds of thousands on the streets. Suu Kyi's detention on charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios is due to expire Monday. Police opened fire to disperse protesters at a power plant in northern Myanmar Sunday during a ninth day of demonstrations against the February 1st coup, which saw the detention of the leaders of Suu Kyi's ruling National League for Democracy. Shortly after midnight, residents in Myanmar reported an internet outage. They said all 4 telecommunications networks were inaccessible from the early hours of Monday morning. Western embassies from the European Union, the United Kingdom, Canada, and 11 other nations issued a statement late Sunday calling on security forces to refrain from violence against demonstrators and civilians who were protesting the overthrow of their legitimate government. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the ruling junta to make sure peaceful assembly is respected and demonstrators are not subjected to reprisals. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Western powers of using jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny to try to contain Russia, saying Russia's recent successes include the development of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, and they're starting to irritate Moscow's opponents. His remarks came amid word that a series of videos of pro-Putin flash mobs broadcast by state-controlled media and posted online were staged. Independent media outlets in Russia and the governing United Russia Party issued instructions for the videos to be recorded. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting between Houthi rebels and Yemeni government forces raged on, extending a week on violence in the strategic part of Marib, according to Yemeni officials. With dozens killed, the fighting has cast major doubt over UN-led efforts to restart negotiations to end years of civil war. The Iranian-backed rebels earlier this month renewed their attacks on the oil-rich province. It's an anti-Houthi stronghold held by the internationally recognized government. Yemen's war started in 2014 when the rebels seized the capital and much of the country's north. A Saudi-led U.S.-backed intervened and a month later to dislodge the Houthis and restore the internationally recognized government. The conflict has killed about 130,000 people and spawned the world's worst humanitarian disaster. The number of new U.S. coronavirus cases has fallen below 100,000 in recent days, but health officials continue to warn the pandemic is far from under control. The United States, with more reported COVID-19 deaths and more infections than any other country, have been recording more than 200,000 new cases a day in December, and the figure swelled to about 250,000 in January, according to Johns Hopkins University. On Friday and Saturday, however, the number of new cases dipped below 100,000 each day. Still, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said the latest figures, including 1,500 to 3,500 more deaths a day, are 2.5 times the figures the country was recording just last summer. The U.S. has recorded more than 27.6 million virus cases and more than 484,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins data. Rescuers pulled out 9 more bodies from the site of a flash flood in the Himalayan region of northern India Sunday, a week after the disaster struck, bringing the death toll to at least 50, with more than 150 people still missing. The flash flood, triggered by what scientists said could have been a large avalanche of glacier ice and water, rock, and debris surging down the river valley, destroying dams and bridges. Rescuers are using heavy digging machinery in a race to free dozens of dam construction workers trapped in an underground tunnel connected to a hydroelectric project being built by the government-owned National Thermal Power Corporation. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.